4N, I believe you said. This is WA4LTZ.
Good morning, sir. Call sign correction would be Kilo Z 4 Mike. Kilo Zulu 4 Mike.
Gotcha. Doug, I'm located over here on the east side, close to Eastside High School. And, was thinking the other day I worked my tape off.
Name here is Tom, Tango Oscar Mike. And you cut out right after work my tail off.
Figure that out. But anyway, what I was saying is I worked my tail off to get an extra class license, and I never talked to anybody.
Well, I just came from testing. We administer exams. Today was our day for this month, and it's only the first time through West Cars that I've been down there to administer an exam and had nobody show up to take a test.
Strange. That's real weird. I tell you what, when I got ready to go, I was down there Johnny on the spot.
Well, with the classes that we teach in Greer, usually I have a finger on the pulse anyway and have an idea of when there's people going to be coming to test, but I showed up this morning not having a clue, and there were five of us evaluators there and not a single tester.
Amazing, Tom. I took classes over at Greer and studied with those people at Greer and was able to show up for the Saturday morning and pass first thing. And I really appreciate all the help I got over in Greer.
Horrible with names. I'm Doug. When did you take the class?
Gee, it's been several months now. Back in the wintertime.
I know who you are now. I'm just horrible with names. Sorry about that.
Sorry about it. I'm horrible with them, too. But, I really appreciate all the help I got over there. And as soon as I got my extra class license, I called up and thanked the guy that was teaching the course and really appreciated all the help I got.
Glad to hear we could help. Glad to hear that you got it. I did get to see Dave, KE4EA. First time I've got to see him in a couple of months. So now that we've got all our testing, all of our teaching on hold. So this COVID thing shook up everything.
Yes, it sure has. Wear your mask everywhere, and then when you go find some, wanted a washer for a faucet, and went to a couple of three places, Ace Hardware, and over to Lowe's, and nobody has the washer. So I'm sitting here trying to glue the washer back together with super glue to see if that won't work. But we're just waiting for it to dry.
Well, I hate to hear that. Hopefully that'll work out for you. I'm just trying to get back to the house right now so I can change gears and get some things done. I hate that I had to drive all the way down there and nobody showed up, but at least I did get to see a couple of guys I hadn't seen in a while.
Yeah, that's always a help to renew old friendships and see faces you haven't seen in a while. But I studied over at Greer and took classes over at Greer and went over to the Red Cross building and took the test and passed it first thing out.
I'm looking forward to when we can start holding classes again. But for right now, we do have the videos up on YouTube, so that beats nothing, I guess.
A lot. And the suggestion that I got from them to take the practice tests that are out there on the internet. I took a couple, three of those. That helped a great deal, too.
Always highly recommend taking as many of the practice tests as you can. It'll help out. Doug, it's good talking to you. I am going to run in here into the convenience store real quick, so I'm going to be designating. So I will go ahead and say 73, sir, and I will be clear on your final. This is Kilo Z4 Mike.
Kilo Z4 Mike, have a great day. Stay indoors, it's hot outside.